Usually when we look at a massive humanitarian crisis, we just assume there's a fundamental scarcity problem, right? Like we look at the statistics and just figure there simply isn't enough of the essential resource to go around.
Right, that's the default assumption. We think we just need to produce more.
Exactly. But the data on food insecurity in the United States, it paints a completely different, almost paradoxical picture. Right now, 40% of all food in the country gets thrown away.
40%. I mean, that is just a staggering amount of waste to even try to visualize.
It's unbelievable. And at the exact same time, you have 42 million Americans skipping meals because they simply don't have enough to eat.
Putting those two numbers side by side, it really forces you to rethink the entire structure of the crisis. I mean, we literally have mountains of perfectly good surplus sitting on one side of a city and empty plates sitting on the other.
Which means we don't actually have a supply problem in this country. We have a routing problem.
Yes, exactly. A massive, incredibly complex routing problem.
And that is exactly what we are getting into in today's deep dive. We are focusing on this, well, it's a seemingly obscure corner of the internet. It's a GitHub project called Helios Auto Research, built by an independent developer who goes by the username JN Thomas Official.
Right, and it's a fascinating project because of how it tackles that exact disconnect.
Yeah, and our mission today is to explore how this completely decentralized open source AI agent is essentially rewriting its own code to solve this physical world logistics nightmare. And we're going to unpack exactly how you, the person listening right now, can run this on your own laptop to help. Okay, let's unpack this. How does this actually work?
Well, to really grasp the mechanics of how we fix this food routing issue, we kind of have to look at a recent evolution in how artificial intelligence models are trained. Because this Helios project, it didn't just appear out of nowhere.
Right, it's built on something else, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a fork, which, for those who might not know, basically means a modified alternate version of an existing project called Auto Research, which was created by Andrej Karpathy.
And Karpathy's project, I mean, that was a massive proof of concept in the developer world, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely huge. It proved that you could set up an AI agent to conduct autonomous research to optimize neural networks. So you basically had an AI running constant, endless experiments to make other AI systems smarter and faster.
Which is mind-blowing on its own. But that was entirely contained within the digital realm, right? Like
Yeah.
it was optimizing what developers call abstract loss curves, which in plain English is basically just mathematical error rates inside a computer's brain.
Yeah. Exactly. It was math optimizing math. There was no physical output.
But what Helios does, what's fascinating here, is that it takes that exact same autonomous research loop and grounds it in physical reality.
Yes. Instead of optimizing error rates for a machine learning model, this system is optimizing the real-world delivery of perishable meals to hungry families.
It's like having a brilliant traffic controller for surplus food. But instead of just directing the traffic, the controller is constantly rewriting the rule book on how to direct traffic to get better results.
That is a perfect analogy. It takes the absolute cutting edge of self-improving code and forces it to navigate, messy physical things like city streets, expiration dates, and dietary needs.
And we really should clarify the tech requirements here. Because usually when you hear about an AI solving a global logistics problem, the assumption is that there's some massive tech corporation behind it,
Oh,
right?
for sure. People picture server farms the size of football fields.
Exactly, with millions of dollars in cloud computing bills and hundreds of engineers.
But the reality of this project is quite the opposite. There is no corporate bottleneck here. None at all.
Wait, really? So what does it actually take to run this?
It requires absolutely no GPU,
Yeah.
no heavy graphics processor to run. You don't need a corporate cloud account. You don't even need API keys to start testing the baseline code. It runs entirely locally on a standard laptop.
A standard laptop. That's wild.
Yeah, as long as you have Python version 3.2 or higher installed, you can spin this up in your living room.
So it's literally grassroots humanitarian tech. But that immediately raises a mechanical question for me. I really want to understand the how here. If this AI agent is just running on a random laptop, rewriting its own rule book, how does it physically do that without just breaking everything?
That's the big question, right? Safety.
Yeah. Because AI systems hallucinate, they invent things. Left to its own devices, couldn't an AI accidentally write a formula that sends, I don't know, 50 meals to a shelter that only needs two? Or routes a delivery to a food bank 1,000 miles away?
It absolutely could if it weren't for how the architecture of the project is specifically designed to prevent that kind of catastrophic hallucination. The entire engine relies on just three specific text files.
Just three files. That seems incredibly simple.
It is, but it's elegant. The first file is called program.md. Think of them as the human's initial instructions to the AI agent. It's a simple markdown file that tells the agent what its job is, how to run its experiments, and what parameters it's trying to optimize.
Okay, so program.md is basically the job description. The human is setting the parameters and saying, hey, here is your task.
Exactly. Then you have the second file, which is route.py. Now, this is the brain of the operation.
The brain. Okay, what's in it?
It's the scoring engine containing the weights, the mathematical formulas, and the actual logic that decides which food surplus should go to which shelter. And this is the file that the AI agent actively alters.
I want to pause right there because when we say alters, we really need to be clear about what is literally happening on the hard drive.
Right. It's not just checking a box.
No. The AI isn't just tweaking a few digital sliders on a dashboard. It's using a large language model to actually read the Python text in that file, identify a mathematical bottleneck, type out brand new lines of code, and save over the old file. It is literally rewriting its own brain.
It is. And it runs these experiments incredibly fast. It does this rewrite and test loop over 200 times an hour.
200 times an hour. That's nuts. But wait, that brings us back to my skepticism. If it's rewriting itself that fast, how do we stop it from making a terrible match or hallucinating a bad route?
And that is exactly where the third file comes in. It's called evaluate.py. This is the safety mechanism, and it is a strict read-only script.
Read-only, meaning the AI can't change it.
Exactly. The AI agent is absolutely forbidden from touching or modifying it in any way.
But hold on. If the AI can't touch the grading rubric in evaluate.py, and a human wrote that rubric in the first place, aren't we just permanently locking in whatever logistical blind spots that original human programmer had? Like, if the human's rubric is flawed, the AI is just going to ruthlessly optimize for the wrong outcome.
That would totally be true if the rubric were subjective. But evaluate.py measures hard physical laws and constraints.
What do you mean by hard physical laws?
Well, it takes whatever new routing logic the AI just invented in the route file, and it simulates it against a fixed set of real-world city data. It doesn't grade based on an opinion. It grades based on whether the food physically arrived before it rotted.
Oh, I see. And whether the distance traveled, you know, burned more gas than the food was actually worth?
Precisely. It's grounded in physics and logistics, not human opinion.
Ah, okay. So it's essentially like having a blindfolded chef trying to perfect a complex soup recipe. The chef might randomly decide to add a dash of salt or, I don't know, a splash of lemon juice. And the evaluate.py script acts as the objective taste tester.
Yes. If the soup tastes better, they keep the new recipe.
Right. And if the chef accidentally dumps a cup of dirt into the pot and the score drops, the system just throws that version away and reverts back to the last good batch.
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize the digital natural selection happening here. The errors are completely quarantined in the simulation.
So no real food gets wasted during the learning process.
Exactly. If you leave this running overnight, the AI iterates thousands of times, discarding the dirt and keeping the salt, and you wake up to a measurably better routing engine than the one you went to sleep with.
That is incredible. But since that evaluate.py taste tester is the ultimate judge, we really have to look closely at what it actually considers a good soup. Like, what is it measuring?
Well, the repository outlines something called the Helio score, which is basically the ultimate grade the AI is trying to maximize.
And how is that score calculated?
The Helio score evaluates routing quality across five interconnected dimensions. The current baseline score, so the benchmark the AI starts with out of the box, is 0.7753.
Okay, 0.7753. So every single experiment the AI runs is just trying to tick that number up to, say, 0.78 or maybe 0.80.
Exactly. And the tension between these five dimensions is where the system has to make incredibly difficult choices.
Let's actually walk through a scenario to see how that tension plays out, because it's not straightforward. Imagine a local bakery has 100 surplus bagels.
Okay, 100 bagels.
And there is a small community center 2 miles away that needs exactly 50 bagels. But there is also a massive overnight shelter 30 miles across town that desperately needs 100 bagels. The AI has to referee that dilemma.
Right. And in that scenario, the AI looks at the first metric, which is match rate. This carries a 30% weight in the score. Did every hungry organization get matched to a food source? The AI wants to feed both of them if it can.
But it only has 100 bagels, so it hits the second metric, right?
Yes. Supply utilization, which sits at a 20% weight. If the AI sends the bagels to the small center nearby, it only offloads 50 bagels.
Because they only needed 50.
Exactly. So the other 50 get left behind to rot, which absolutely ruins the supply utilization score.
So the AI thinks, okay, well, I'll just send all 100 bagels to the mega shelter 30 miles away. That maximizes supply utilization.
But then it hits the third metric, distance efficiency, weighted at 15%. Sending a driver 30 miles through city traffic to deliver a single box of bagels is incredibly inefficient. It burns gas, it wastes volunteer time. It's a terrible logistical move.
Wow. So it's constantly trapped between not wasting food and not wasting gas.
Yes. And the final two metrics, match quality at 25% and dietary satisfaction at 10%, they further complicate things by asking if the food was actually appropriate and fresh upon arrival.
So the AI really has to balance all five of these conflicting priorities to generate that single Helios score number. Here's where it gets really interesting, though, because the way it balances them is by rewriting the mathematical signals inside the route.py file.
Right. It's tinkering with the math itself.
Exactly. It's running Jeep calculations on four specific baseline signals. The first signal is distance, which carries a 40% weight in the baseline logic. But it doesn't just measure simple mileage, does it?
No, it doesn't. It uses the Haversen formula on real latitude and longitude coordinates.
And the Haversen formula, just for context, is crucial because it calculates the shortest distance between two points on a sphere. Right, so it's accounting for the curvature of the Earth.
Exactly. So the geographical distance is extremely accurate. But the baseline logic doesn't just draw a straight line and leave it at that. It applies an exponential decay curve to that distance.
We should definitely explain that, because an exponential decay curve changes everything in a physical logistics scenario.
It really does. It's not a linear drop-off.
Right. It means a restaurant 2 kilometers away from a food bank might score a near-perfect 1.0 for distance. But a restaurant 200 kilometers away doesn't just score lower in a straight, steady line. The score drops off a cliff to near zero.
Because literally nobody is driving 200 kilometers to deliver a single tray of lasagna.
Exactly. Makes no sense. So that's distance. What about the second signal?
The second signal is perishability at a 30% weight. Now, in the baseline code, this is set as a linear decay over 48 hours. The logic assumes that food expiring in 2 hours is an absolute emergency, while food expiring in 2 days gives you a steady, predictable window to move it.
But this is exactly where the AI's autonomous research shines, because the linear decay curve doesn't always reflect reality at all.
No, not with food.
Like, take a tray of fresh sushi versus a crate of raw potatoes. A linear curve says they both lose value at a steady, predictable rate over 48 hours. But the AI, running thousands of these simulations, might realize that sushi doesn't decay linearly. It drops exponentially.
Right. After 2 hours at room temperature, sushi is a total loss.
Exactly. So the AI agent might rewrite the Python code to apply an exponential decay to highly perishable items while keeping a linear decay for root vegetables.
Or it might discover something even more systemic. It might realize that the distance signal shouldn't be weighted at 40% at all.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, imagine a densely packed city. In that environment, fuel costs and brutal traffic delays might completely outweigh the expiration time. So the AI might rewrite the formula to weigh distance at 50% instead. It finds these unseen mathematical relationships that a human programmer simply doesn't have the processing power to balance simultaneously.
It's just too many variables for a human brain. It could even invent a totally new mathematical penalty for a volume mismatch, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. In the baseline, volume matches weighted at 20%.
Right. So if a farm has 50 meals and a shelter needs exactly 50, it scores a perfect 1.0. But if you dump those 50 meals on an event that needs 200, it penalizes you for shortchanging them.
But the AI might decide to write a new line of code that creates an asymmetric penalty. Like, it might punish the system far more brutally for under-delivering than for over-delivering.
Because over-delivering at least feeds everyone, even if there's a little waste.
Exactly. And it also has to account for the final signal, dietary fit, at a 10% weight. A halal food bank must receive halal food.
Right. You can't compromise on that.
The baseline gives partial credit if some of the food matches, and full credit if there are no restrictions. The AI constantly tinkers with these weights, hunting for the perfect algorithm.
But we have to ask the ultimate question here. All of this math, you know, these exponential decay curves and Python scripts, they don't mean anything in a vacuum.
Yeah.
How does a slightly better mathematical formula actually translate to real food on actual tables?
That is the most important part. To ensure that AI's discoveries are valid in the real world, the repository relies on incredibly detailed test scenarios based on real U.S. cities.
Real cities, not just dummy data.
Exactly. The data provided covers 10 real food suppliers and 10 real food needs across places like Nashville, Memphis, Chicago, Atlanta, Knoxville, and Cookeville.
And the data isn't sanitized, right? It mirrors the exact chaos that human logistics coordinators pull their hair out over every single day.
Oh, it's messy. The scenarios mix grocery stores, local farms, and caterers, trying to match them against overnight shelters, soup kitchens, and pop-up community events.
Which forces the AI to navigate really specific, overlapping constraints. You have dietary requirements like vegan, kosher, and gluten-free mixed right into the delivery needs.
Yes, and you have varying urgency levels where one location needs food by 5 p.m. tonight, while another is just, you know, stocking a pantry for the upcoming weekend.
You also have massive volume constraints. A local farm might have 1,000 pounds of surplus produce ready to go, but the nearest shelter can only physically store 50 pounds in the refrigerators.
Right. What do you do with the rest?
The AI has to figure out how to partition that delivery without letting the remaining 950 pounds rot.
And navigating those conflicting priorities is why you, as the listener, should actually care about this GitHub repository.
Yeah, this isn't abstract.
Not at all. This is not just a theoretical coding exercise for computer science students. The Route.py engine that this AI is optimizing powers a live functioning system.
It powers the routing for a platform called FeedHumanity2026.com. And this is where the open source nature of the project becomes incredibly visceral.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's just amazing. Imagine you download these three files tonight, you open your laptop's terminal, you type a single command to start the agent, and you just go to bed.
And while you are sleeping, your laptop fan spins up in the dark. It is running hundreds of simulated routing scenarios in Chicago or Atlanta, tweaking the math, testing, failing, and testing again.
And let's say by morning, your laptop discovers a new algorithmic relationship that bumps the Helios score from 0.7753 up to 0.78. You can then submit what developers call a pull request back to the main repository.
And for anyone unfamiliar with the term, a pull request is basically like suggesting an edit to a shared Google Doc. You are saying to the project creator, hey, my laptop found better math. You should use this.
Exactly. And if the project maintainers review your new logic and see that it genuinely improved the score against the evaluation script, they accept the edit. Your code gets merged into the official software and deployed to the live system at feedhumanity2026.com.
Which means the very next day, the actual routing of real food trucks and volunteer drivers on the ground in those cities becomes slightly more efficient, based entirely on the math your laptop figured out while you were asleep.
It's beautiful. A higher score literally equals more families fed and less food left in dumpsters.
It really is a stunning example of decentralized humanitarian tech. And if you want to add new scenarios for your specific city, you can fork the code, meaning you make your own personal copy of the project, add the coordinates for your local food banks and restaurants, and just let the AI figure out the absolute optimal routing for your own neighborhood.
You don't have to wait for a massive tech giant to release some philanthropic app. You can just spin up a terminal and start solving the problem locally.
So what does this all mean? I think it means we have crossed a really significant threshold in how we apply technology to human suffering. We've moved past using autonomous AI solely for the purpose of making better AI.
Right. It's finally breaking out into the physical world.
Exactly. We are taking the most advanced concepts in machine learning, autonomous research, self-reflection, code generation, and we are weaponizing them against physical food insecurity.
It takes that staggering paradox we started with, the 40% waste versus 42 million hungry, and it attacks the routing gap in the middle with relentless, tireless precision.
And it does it transparently, in the open, for anyone to see and improve, which leaves us with a provocative thought to end on today. It's a simple self-improving loop running overnight on a standard laptop can rewrite its own code to optimize the routing of perishable food to hungry families. What other fragmented physical world logistics networks are just waiting for an open source AI agent to rewrite the rules?
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Think about medical supply distribution during a sudden crisis. Or think about disaster relief routing when half the roads are washed out. Or matching emergency housing to displaced families in real time. If the blueprint is this simple and the code is this accessible, the food routing problem might just be the very first domino to fall.
It really makes you wonder what's next.
It definitely does. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. As always, stay curious.